Do you ever feel like your diverse workplace is a minefield filled with opportunities to unwittingly offend and annoy your coworkers? Do you ever wish you had a roadmap to guide you through that difficult terrain? Well, now you do. Diversity Inc. magazine is publishing a series of articles about things you just should not say to workers of diverse backgrounds. And the magazine inspired us and is helping us to bring you our own series. Today, we want to talk about the 7 things you should never say to gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender coworkers. Back with us is Luke Visconti. He's the co-founder of Diversity Inc. Also joining us is Beth Asaro. She is a senior executive at AT&T. Welcome to you both. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us, Michelle.
Nice to be here.
Now, before we start on this list, Luke, I just wanted to lay some groundwork. In theory, one is protected against offensive language directed at you because of race and some other attributes. Is the same thing true of sexual orientation?
No. In fact, it's perfectly okay in some states to fire someone because you find out or they admit they're gay.
So given that, how do you advise people to proceed if you want to be honest about who you are?
I think you have to assess where you work. Some companies are totally embracing the individual and who they are and have a very safe and open workplace. If you're gay or lesbian or you have a son or a daughter who's gay or lesbian or you're bisexual, transgender, go find a place like that to work if you can. And if you're doing business, do business with places that respect your opinion as well.
Beth, talk to me about this. You're a senior executive, so presumably you've, you know, had a lot of experience in, you know, all kinds of issues. Every workplace is different. Some people don't want to know anything about their coworkers' personal lives. Some people want to be very open about their personal lives, whatever constitutes a personal life. Some people talk about their kids all the time. Some people don't ever want to talk about it. How do you advise people to proceed about deciding whether to come out at work?
Well, I follow the lead of the people that I'm with. Certainly, if people are being very open about their personal lives, usually they're open to hearing about yours, and vice versa. If you've been working with someone for years and you don't even know where they live, chances are that's just the kind of person they are, and you would follow suit.
Okay. Now, let's go to the list. Number one on the list of the Diversity Inc. article is, I suspected you were gay. Luke, help me out here. Do people say that?
I think they do. And I think that it's really insensitive to say something like that because it fits into stereotypes that people have about gay and lesbian people are really unsavory. It's not a very nice thing to say.
Number two is, if someone does discuss his or her sexual orientation, one thing you shouldn't say is, I'm sorry. Beth, has anybody ever said that to you?
Well, at a previous employer, I did have someone say to me, you know, I know I'm your friend, and I know I'm glad you told me, but really you shouldn't tell anyone else, and kind of in an I'm sorry kind of a mode. And they were, you know, this was 1983, let's say, and, you know, she was trying to be kind to me and maybe protect me in some ways. Maybe she thought I was naive. But certainly I'm sorry, you know, in just about any situation where someone's opening up to you is probably not the right thing to say.
How does that affect you to have someone say that to you?
Let's just say it was said to me this week, right? I would feel very sober to think that there's still people out there to which hearing that someone else is gay is scary for them. But also, too, I would think, gee, what do they really think? You know, what are they saying at home if they're saying this to me here?
It implies that you have some sort of a disability or something that needs to be
fixed
or something.
As if we could fix it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Luke, there are a couple things that caused a little bit of head-scratching. One was you advise people not to say, we're not close enough for you to tell me that, or why did you tell me that? And the reason that this is a head-scratcher for some of us is that, as we were talking about earlier with Beth, that there are some workplaces where people don't want to talk about anything. Like if someone were to come out and say, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, mm-hmm. there would be people who'd say, gee, you know what? Great for you, but I really don't want to discuss that with you. Can you help me with that?
Yes. The why do I need to know that or I don't need to know that? The problem with saying that is that the heterosexual people know that and they exhibit that. There's pictures in their workplaces, on their credenza, if they're an executive of themselves with their families, at a function in a receiving line, they'll be standing next to their spouse. And what's the gay employee supposed to do? Nothing, right? You're not supposed to bring that part of yourself. Well, we're not in a work environment anywhere where people leave all of their personal lives at the front door. You're allowed to be who you are if you're heterosexual. You should be allowed to be who you are if you're homosexual as well.
Beth, can you offer some insight here, too? If someone were to say, look, you know what, we're not close enough for you to share that information with me, can you offer some guidance about a graceful way to respond to that?
Well, you want to bring your whole self to work. And if you're in an environment where people don't need to know it, not only are they telling you don't bring it, but they're saying hold it back. So when you're at work, instead of just thinking about work, part of you is thinking about what should I say? Did I just say that? Did I say we? Did I just mean me? So you're constantly checking yourself. And you know, if you're constantly worried, then you might not, quite frankly, make the relationships you need to at work. And you know, work is all about relationships. It's all about who you know to get stuff done. So what you're doing is you're handicapping your employees, because if they can't be themselves, they can't be everything you're paying them to be.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're speaking with Beth Acero and Luke Visconti about things you should never say to coworkers about their sexual orientation. It's part of our series in conjunction with Diversity Inc. magazine. What about those who say that they have religious objections to gay marriage or same-sex relationships, and they say, look, this is how I was raised. I was steeped in this. I have a deeply held religious conviction that this is sort of wrong or immoral, and I'm going to be polite in the workplace, but this just makes me uncomfortable. Do you have any advice for how people should address this or behave in that situation?
If this is in the workplace, I would say, well, I'm sorry we come to this crossroads, but you have to leave, because the values of my company are such that I embrace this, and if you can't share my values, then you can't work here.
Beth, what if this is my upbringing and this is new to me?
Well, that's why, for example, AT&T has what they call a code of business conduct. And when we have a new hire training, or when we have our code of business conduct every year, it's just part of it. And we talk about it.
Beth, give me a sense of what are some of the things that are talked about as part of that training.
That diversity is part of the culture, and it's actually part of the fabric of the company, and it's a strategy. You know, I might not like the way someone dresses. You know, but that's not for me to tell them. It's not appropriate at the workplace. Just like one of the seven things never to say to LGBTs, number seven that Luke's got on here, you know, that would be something you would never say to anybody.
We have to ask about this.
Yeah,
there
right?
are a couple things on this list. Which bathroom do you use? Referring to coworkers as she, male, and what do you like to do in bed? Luke, please tell me nobody ever really said that.
That's unfortunately a big one. And if you're confronted with this for the first time, or you're exposed to it for the first time, you may be, because of the things right in front of you, say something so completely inappropriate because it's something so new to you that you can't help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wouldn't say that to somebody else, in other words, your coworker who you know to be heterosexual, you wouldn't ask to say, what do you do in bed? I think, you know, that's good common sense not to ask somebody else.
Sexual questions and comments just off limits, period.
Exactly.
Just off limits,
exactly.
Period. Is that a protected area? Is that sexual harassment?
I think, I think asking people about bathrooms and bedrooms, I think that really crosses a very personal and, you know, kind of really clear line.
Well, it certainly doesn't forward the work at hand, right? I mean, I don't need to know what Luke does in bed so that we can finish this interview or that
what would you recommend as a response to that?
Why do you ask? If it's me and I'm at work, no matter how close that friend is, the answer is none of your business. If it's a Saturday night and that same friend and I are hanging out having cosmopolitans at my house, and she truly, or he truly wants to know, you know, I might say, you know, there's a lot of books about it, you know. I mean, have you heard of the internet, you know? I don't know everything either. But I don't think I would ever answer that question to anybody.
Over time, the kinds of comments that we are talking about here, are you hearing more or less of them as time goes on?
Much, much less over time. I think people just realize, I mean, frankly, it just makes them look uneducated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you got to know some of this stuff is just wrong.
And young people don't have this issue.
Can I run one thing past you, though, which another of our guests spoke to us about on an entirely separate issue? And it's this whole question of being ignorant versus being mean. Mm. One of our guests talked to us about the fact that, you know, he was born in another country, or he came here at a young age, and then he met an African-American professional, and he had only seen African-Americans on, like, television or on, like, you know, Good Times or something like that. And he tried to give the guy a soul shake, right? And the person reacted rather coldly, as you might imagine, said, this is just, you know, what is this? And he asked an African-American friend of his, he says, what did I do wrong? And he said, well, that's just inappropriate. That's not a professional handshake. But the only black people he'd ever seen had been on sitcoms, and this was the greeting, and so he thought that's what you do. Right. So I guess the reason I ask is that, is it possible that there's still people who just don't know? And do you have a radar? Do you have some sense of what's the difference between being ignorant, being deliberately mean? And do you, how do you handle that?
If you know people, you can just tell. It's the way they phrase it. It's how fast it comes at you. It's when it comes at you. It's just like anything else, you know. You can tell. And when it's bad, it's bad. Mm-hmm. And when it's good, you just know. And just like anything else in life, you know, I can't have a, you know, a chip on my shoulder just because I'm gay. I mean, I have no more rights to being understood than anybody else. I mean, you really got to keep that chip off your shoulder and just, you know, treat people like you would in any other issue.
Beth Acero is an executive with AT&T. Luke Visconti is the co-founder of Diversity, Inc. They both joined us from member station WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.